The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
We found Harley. Before we get to your calls on 131873, Donald Trump would be pretty happy with those 2 days of Democrat debates, I would think, Harley.
Oh, yeah, I think he enjoyed them quite a lot, because the analysts are saying the Democrats didn't do so well. I mean, for example, keep in mind that most of those, there are so many, they have to do it in two different debates. You can't put them all on one stage, and if you did, they wouldn't get a chance to talk. Most of the candidates there are political also-rans with support in the 1%, maybe 2% range. They have no shot at becoming the president. They do their best to try to say something outrageous enough to make a headline, might get them some attention. The regular drumbeat is about how Donald Trump is a racist, he's a homophobe, he's a sexist, about how his economic recovery isn't really his, he's a warmonger. Republicans say none of that is true, but that's not really the point. At the moment, the Democrats also have to spend a lot of time attacking their own frontrunners, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. They do it while at the same time towing the line more and more to the far left of the party. So the real question is, where's the party going to be when it comes to the election and time for people to vote, when most of America is a little bit to the right of center and no more than just slightly left?
Yeah, even Biden has started to slip left. He's winning all of the polls currently, but his performance wasn't outstanding. You'd have to say, though, he'd still be the clear favorite, wouldn't he?
He is right now, because he's the only one really with the experience, and, you know, obviously he's a former vice president under a president who was both popular and unpopular, but who was historic and during a very historic time. And so, you know, there's no question that I think he probably is the most seasoned. He's the one that could probably do the job. When you look at the people on the stage, the question you ask yourself is, who can I see up there who could be the president of the United States? Now, I have to admit, when I saw Donald Trump during the campaigns in 2016, I did not dream that he'd become the president. I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think Hillary would. I thought any of the other Republicans might. But here he is. So anything's possible. We've learned that. But when I look at the Democrats on the stage, I only see a couple that I think could do the job, and Biden's certainly one of them.
I watched that Netflix documentary, The Hack, the other day about Cambridge Analytica and what it was doing with Facebook and its influence one way or another with the American election. I note one of the other giants, Amazon, owned by Jeff Bezos, he's cashed in some of his shares. That might be more about his divorce than anything else, mightn't it?
No, well, that actually, he worked out his divorce, and his wife wound up with an awful lot of money. He wound up controlling the shares, the voting privileges, and things like that. It's worth billions and billions of dollars. But he's got, it's hard to count his money. He owns 58 million shares. He sold less than a million shares and made $1.8 billion in the final 3 days of July. And he did it primarily to support the his efforts of going to space. He told reporters back in 2017 he's going to sell about $1 billion worth of stock each year to fund Blue Origin, his space exploration company. So presumably that's what most of that money will go for, even though he hasn't said.
Why are people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos so obsessed with space?
It's the final frontier, as Star Trek said. And it will be worth it all. Look, if they ever have the ability, if any company ever gets the ability of retrieving an asteroid, putting it in low Earth orbit so that they can mine it for the material that's on it, you can't count the money that would make.
Tell me about
trillions
the woman.
Trillions and trillions and trillions.
Tell me about the woman who lost a limb.
Yeah, more than one, actually. She's from Ohio, Marie Traynor. She got sick and nearly died after the innocence of an affectionate lick on her skinned arm from one of her pet dogs. Got nauseous, got a fever, went up and down, up and down, up and down. By the time she got to a hospital a few days later, she had sepsis. Circulation in her limbs was shutting down. Gangrene was setting in. Doctors had to put her into a coma. Wound up amputating both of her arms and the lower parts of her legs. She awoke 10 days later. When she went to sleep, she had everything. When she woke up, she was very different. She says it's very, very hard to cope with that, no doubt. She wound up with something that can affect about 1 in 1 million people. It comes from a dog's lick. Oh. The germ that's in there, a bacteria, is normal bacteria found in the mouths of people, dogs, and cats. I guess the answer is, don't let your dog lick you as much as we do.
No.
We enjoy it.
Very good advice. You have a fabulous weekend, Alan. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks for your help this week, Harley.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Harley Carnes in the United States.